KW1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Hurricane turned tropical storm Hillary slamming Southern California, washing out roads, turning highways into rivers, uprooting trees, and leaving at least one person missing overnight. And as if that wasn't enough, a magnitude 5 earthquake hitting at the same time.
I was actually in the bathroom, and my phone went off right at the moment and started shaking. So I jumped up and all my roommates, we all ran out.
That's a resident in L.A., then feeling the quake shake his apartment. President Biden due to visit Maui, Hawaii later today and tour parts of the wildfire zone. Right now, 114 dead with 850 people still missing. And there are also deadly wildfires burning near Spokane, Washington.
There's my well.
At least 2 people killed. This is ABC News. There are calls again from pediatricians to stop using paddling as a punishment in schools.
A renewed call by doctors to end corporal punishment as a disciplinary tool in schools. The American Academy of Pediatrics calling corporal punishment ineffective, and it says it often leads to worse behaviors and causes harm in children. Striking children remains legal in public schools in 18 states and is legal in 47 private schools in all states except Iowa and New Jersey. AAP research finds children with disabilities or who are black are more likely to be hit. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The superhero movie Blue Beetle knocking Barbie off the top spot at the box office this weekend. A burned-out shell of a car has just sold for millions. It was a 1954 Ferrari driven by the car maker's first racing driver, Franco Cortez. The car crashed in the 60s and hasn't been touched since. Justin Finch, ABC News.
So you need a new roof, but you don't know where to start? You're thinking, a roof is just a roof, right? Wrong. I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libby Roofing, and I want to tell you what makes us different from all the other roofers. We are Wisconsin's oldest roofing company, having been in business since 1934. We aren't like other roofing companies who are here today, gone tomorrow. We stand behind our work. The products we use are of the highest quality. We are one of Owens Corning's elite platinum preferred contractors and have maintained that status for over 14 years. We even offer a 50-year non-prorated, fully transferable warranty. But what makes us really stand out is the quality of our workmanship. We hire only the best in their craft, and we hire around our core values. We are hardworking, we care for people, we do what's right, and we're flexible. So if you value your home and expect quality, give us a call at 920-ROOFING or go to 920roofing.com.
People you know, call 920-ROOFING.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, the Mayor and Mino. You get your hour, of course.
When we go back and forth, just for our guest, we haven't negotiated that yet. Everything else is fine.
When first it comes hour, to it's Mino
parking,
the Mayor.
Revenue, everything else is fine. But when it comes to the name of the show, it's a tie vote on what we're going to do. So Johnny takes
first
Mino,
hour.
Mino and the Mayor. Second hour. Mayor and Mino.
Yes.
Do you want to weigh in on it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I love it. We need to have a brainstorm session after.
All right.
You know who could do a show? Her and Wayne. Did you hear them during the break? I mean,
no,
they are like
simpatico. Coffee.
Wayne, talking fitness and everything.
You know how you're when your boss calls you like, hey, bring your phone and computer down to the office. I need to speak. You're like, oh boy. Well, I come in to here and there's a good looking blonde in my seat. So is this the end for me now?
Who are you again?
Did I steal your seat, by the
yes.
way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If that's the vote, yes. That is. Bring your playbook in.
See you, Wayne.
All right.
Heather Marie is here. And I don't know exactly how to introduce you because you do so many different things. You run your own agency. You act. You model. You do business things. You're a mom of what? Four?
Four kids.
So, I mean, you've got lots and lots of things going on.
And you're from the community. So, I we are. When we talked about introducing you, Johnny and I are like, what are we going to say? So maybe you want to do that.
You just take it and run. And then, but we're going to talk about the fact that
one
of the main reasons I wanted to get John here is talk about the great things film production-wise going on in the area.
Yeah.
And that you're heavily involved with. And I think that's really exciting. And you were, you know, he was in a movie.
A couple. You were?
A few of them. I was in, remember when Julia Roberts' brother was here? What's his name?
Eric
Roberts. He was at my house. He came to city council.
Why didn't you invite me? I don't understand. Right?
He always plays creepy guys, though, doesn't he?
He was. It was.
He always plays a creepy guy.
They filmed a lot of it in Suamico, but he was like digging in the ground, looking up, like he was like a madman, you know.
Okay.
And he really has great facial. What do you call it? Whatever you
expression.
Yeah, that's the.
We got your back.
Thank you. Thanks for bailing me out,
Mayor. He's always used to have these people prompting him. You know, when he was mayor, giving a speech.
Got the cue cards.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, there were a couple movies.
But then
you
were in the 60-yard line, right?
60-yard line. That was the movie.
Tell the story though about that.
Well, the 60-yard line was a movie that was filmed here. Like on Shadow, right?
By I remember Lambeau. That.
Do you remember that?
And yeah, I had some of my talent that were filming as well.
That was fun. And, you know, they had a lot of just pizzas and chicken wings and stuff. It was just fun. And they invited us to be on set, but I had a play myself. And the guy wanted a key to the city. I ended up just giving him a pen. Okay. And So he
still does that.
Actually, I still have left.
He's got boxes and boxes.
I don't have boxes and boxes.
You got boxes and boxes.
Did you bring one for me? Because I'm going to throw
here, here, okay. Here you go.
There you go. Yay, thanks for coming in.
And we're getting coffee mugs.
See you guys.
Anyway, yeah. But on this 60-yard line, and you know, I don't know how long it took them to film that. A couple weeks, probably, they were here. Well, yeah, you were part of it.
Yeah,
it was. Wasn't it kind of long?
It was a while. Gosh, that was so long ago now.
Yeah, but that one guy was pretty funny. Not the star, the backup guy. He was funny. Well, anyway, so they're like, they had all these parties to celebrate the release, and you know, you guys have all these different steps along the way. Well, anyway, then it's like, well, you want to go to the movie? And I'm like, oh, it's playing in Green Bay on the east side. And I said, yeah, I'll go. Of course, I had to pay for it. And it was $14 or $12 to go to it. And
you couldn't pull the I'm in the movie card? No.
And I'm the mayor?
I'm the mayor? No,
I gave you a pen?
So it's 28.
Here's a pen?
It was 28 bucks.
Wow.
We went to that. And I don't want to. It was probably a success. I'm not a big movie guy. I haven't seen a movie since.
Come on, you didn't see the Barbie movie?
No.
Come on.
Did you?
I don't go to movies.
How was it?
It was good. You know, no. I would see it again. You guys want to see it? I will see it again.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't go to movies. And I felt that.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. I am made of plastic. Life is so fantastic.
They don't sing that song, though.
Oh, they don't?
They don't sing that song.
Okay. Neither does John.
Wow.
So anyway, I went to the movie, and I thought it was, like, slow. Like, you know, and I don't really care for movies. And then I saw myself on there, and you know, I come out in this part that I'm in. And
how did you feel like you looked?
It was like, it's weird, right? I mean,
it is weird.
And I'm thinking, but I was thinking more of $14. This is a lot for this movie. So then I left and I went to talk to the usher, and I'm like, hey, dude, how much longer is this movie? He goes, 14 minutes. I'm like, 14 or 40? He goes, 40 minutes. Went back, said to my wife, let's go.
I want to refine.
In a movie, and you walk out of your own movie.
Well,
that's going to be the only person in history that walked out of their own movie.
I didn't stay for the credits. Or I was just like, I'm
that's
going.
That's incredible.
Anyway, I don't know how the movie did, but there were a couple other ones. Anyway, it's often there's talk of a movie being made in Green Bay.
Yeah.
You know, remember The Missing Gene? There was a read at the Meyer Theater. The Missing Gene was this kid that was born in Green Bay but was missing the Packer gene. So he didn't like football. And you know, he's kind of, and it was kind of a cute, funny movie. But you know, it takes funding to get that stuff off the ground.
Right.
We've had a few authors on here. Self-publishing is one thing. But to get a company to publish your book, like a Random House or something, that's very difficult. So I think some of these movies haven't got off because of funding and distribution. But yours is coming along.
It is coming along. Do you guys actually remember Gags, the movie?
Yes.
So that one, the guy that wrote that and the director of that movie, initially it was like a short film.
Johnny, that was the clown?
I don't remember this.
The scary clown guy.
I never saw the
you
movie.
You mentioned that just the other day.
I just got the police reports on that because he was creeping some people out.
Okay, I remember this.
So the guy that wrote that movie, I was actually in a short film with him previous to that called Home Sweet Home. And he had said, he had come to me and said, hey, I want to do another, it was just another short film. And do you want to help with the casting? Because obviously I have an agency, so I have talent, and I was going to have a small part in as a newscaster. So we did a short film as a newscaster, and we did a Facebook page, and he said to everybody, you know, just share it and pretend like there's an actual scary clown in Green Bay. Well, people believed that there was an actual scary clown in Green Bay. This thing went viral
over.
And it was by house school, which didn't give me any comfort, right? Because he was doing a lot of his creepy pictures under that Mason Street Bridge. And there's a school right there. The chief's calling. You don't know anything about this. Gags guy.
So it was all a gag thing?
So it was really a promotion. This was actually offered to promote the movie. And I was starting to feel bad because I had four kids. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just this creepy guy.
And that's what he kind of wanted. But
yeah,
then
we didn't think it was going to take off like that.
And it did.
And then it ended up, you know, he had interviews everywhere because this was a crazy thing.
Right.
And it ended up, we turned it into a feature. Well, he did turn it into a feature film, which I ended up having a part in as well.
Wow.
With my son, and I played his mom, you know, just a part of it as well. And they turned that then into a feature with some people from LA and Chicago and stuff like that. So it's crazy how things can just, when you're talking about funding, even just something like that, where it's, you know, you take off.
And sometimes that's what they need, you know, because at that, I just remember the phone calls I'm getting. You did rile the parents a little bit, but it worked. And I thought it was, took a lot of comfort, and was like, hey, look, this guy's just kind of looking for some free PR, which he got plenty of.
It was crazy. So shout out to Adam for writing that film.
And having you in it. So you were in that film. What else mm-hmm. have you been in? What are you, you're in
town. Tell us about the current one.
Right.
Yeah. So the one that I'm in now that's premiering at the Tarleton, that one is Room 108. That one we started filming in, 2022, finished up here in 2023.
And some of it's at the Union, right? Union Hotel?
Yes, we filmed there as well. That was actually the first time I had been there. That was kind of a really cool place.
Oh, it's an awesome place.
Yeah, and I didn't know about like some of the scary happenings there. So yeah, it was super cool to film there. So if people want to go.
And by the way, let me just say, this is Heather Marie, who's a local actress, model, businesswoman, mother, farm girl from Luxembourg, the whole thing across the board.
That has gotten into an industry that's rather
fascinating.
It's fascinating.
I thought about being a male model and actor.
Do you know, when I was a kid.
But she's a realist, and that's what I want to...
Well, you know what? I don't ever say I'm a realist, you know? I just, you know, when I was a kid, so since I was four, I always said I was either going to be an actor or a singer.
Okay.
And remember Sha-na-na?
That was
one of my favorite shows.
Absolutely.
I loved watching that. I grew up on soap operas. We didn't have the internet back then. And then I learned how to cry on cue. So I would stare in front of my mirror and I watch these soap operas. They're all dramatic. Learn all this drama. And so now, and actually my last film here, that I did have to cry on cue, which is...
How do you do that?
Takes a lot out of you.
I'll bet.
You know, I think there's a lot of different ways, but since I've been doing it as a child growing up,
now
I can just kind of...
Wow.
So, Heather, do you... Tell me about the...
Wayne,
the,
can you cry?
The,
cry.
The,
what?
He,
come here, Wayne. Come here. Get,
no,
get
Wayne,
in. Wayne had something he wanted
Wayne,
to say.
Wayne can whine Wayne, on cue.
Yeah, come here, Wayne. Get closer here.
I'm not liking where this is going because you were so complimentary of me when I first started, and now I'm hearing the same words out of your mouth to her.
Who are you again?
Yeah,
just go you know, to the back
I'm,
of the room.
Yeah. I'm not worried because as soon as she leaves, she's not coming back to you.
Oh,
to
you, oh,
you
want to
bet? You want to bet?
I'm kicked out forever.
You might lose your gig.
Yeah,
we're putting two chairs here now. Yeah. Okay,
just go warm up the coffee. Yeah,
we're doing a Facebook poll later.
Yeah,
so, Heather, are you an independent then, or do you work for someone? Tell me about because there's a lot of I gotta imagine there's a lot of high school, college kids who would love to kind of do what you're doing.
So I own the Bell Agency. So we're a model and talent agency, and we work on commercials and films, and we work a lot here in the Midwest. But that's not to say we don't work elsewhere, because we flew some of our talent out to New York to shoot at a casino out there.
Wow.
And we're working on a project right now in Miami that we hope to have, I guess, its legs off the ground in this fall. So you just really never know where we're going to be shooting, but I would say, you know, like a 3-hour radius of here. But if people want to sign up with the agency, definitely go online. It's www.belle.com, and they can sign up to, you know, have their talent application like reviewed.
Belle. What do you think you and I could model?
Like Belle from...
Like down vests, maybe.
Yeah, I we have to wear something that covers it up.
A lot.
But Heather, if you'd come back in 30 days, you might look at me and say, you know what? I got a part for you.
Because you know,
I'll be totally different, but looking thin.
Yeah, wow, you guys look great. And, you know, we're always looking for, you know, they have
the
like...
The normal guy, right?
You know, hey.
Not like Wayne.
You know what? We're doing Fleet Farm. We're doing it all. You know, remember Shopko went back in its heyday.
Oh, yeah.
Finding tons
right
of
now,
stuff
for you. If you need a beekeeper, I'm signing up right now.
Okay.
Okay.
The world's sexiest beekeeper, Big Wayne. All right, we're going to set up a quick break. Heather Maria is here. This is fascinating stuff. I think it's a chance that you and I could still be on the big screen, Jim.
Okay, well...
But you're not walking out.
Heather.
We're going to send a quick break. Heather Marie joining us. This is fun. Back after this.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher.
Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double-hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold,
and we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows around 65. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 76. Cloudy. Temperatures well above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the low 90s. Chance for scattered storms. Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. The Mayor and Mino here there on a go. Monday morning, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. We're being joined right now. Big Wayne's in the background. We're trying to keep him quiet because he's really jealous. Have right. you noticed that?
I have.
That somebody's
kind of
taking his seat on a Monday morning.
I can feel it.
I can feel
it.
He's just burning holes in, right, our, back in our back right now, right, right, making snide comments.
Yep.
Heather Marie is with us from the Bell Agency, and we're talking about some movie type. Is it a movie that you've been shooting, Heather, or a series? And tell us a little bit about the debut it's going to have in Green Bay, and just let's pick it up from right there.
Yeah, so it was a movie that I had started filming in 2022, okay, and that went right into 2023, including shooting outside in winter in February, which was not my favorite thing. As you know, you guys, I'm a tiny person, and you know, you don't get to wear the big winter hats. But yeah, that is actually going to be premiering at the Tarleton this weekend. I believe it's sold out, so I'm sorry, guys. Wow, if you want to see
great.
It,
hopefully
you have your tickets already.
I used to be the mayor here.
You can give him a pen, and we'll,
yeah,
see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Standing room. Exactly. I'll talk to them and see what.
Thank you.
It's called Room 108.
It's called Room 108.
And it's,
yeah,
premiering this weekend. And can you tell us a little bit about it? I mean, it's sold out, so I guess.
Yeah, well,
you know,
it kind of goes back and forth from like the present day and from in the past. So it's one of these kind of thrillers in a way, not scary. So don't worry if you're not into that. There's no blood and gore scary like that. But it definitely is time travel involved in this movie. And as I was telling you guys earlier at break, it's interesting when we film these movies because you're not always involved with the entire movie. So you're filming your scene. And my husband, whoever plays my husband in the movie, I actually never met during all of my scenes.
Isn't that crazy how cool things are shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this, what's the long-term game plan? I mean, you want this to get picked up, right? By...
Yeah, so a lot of these films, especially a lot of the independent films, right, they submit to a lot of film festivals. I was involved in a prior movie with them, and that one I had a supporting role, and I got Best Supporting Actress in that one.
Oh,
that was
congrats.
Called Eve Later, so thank you very
I was
much.
Actor of Year at Mesabi State Junior College.
You were?
Yeah.
There's no verification. That's just something he just made up today. He made up today.
I'm bringing in the trophy.
Okay, Heather.
Do you know what was really fun, though? I got to work with Patrick Swayze in his last television series, The Beast. So that was
really?
That was really fun for me because Dirty Dancing. Who didn't
right.
grow up with
That's
Dirty
awesome.
Dancing?
Wow.
What
yeah.
was he like?
He was great, and it was, but they, you know, prefaced it before you went on set, like, don't talk to Patrick unless he talks to you because, you know, he's the star of the show.
I say the same thing to Jim every morning.
But I was coming off an off-Broadway show that I had worked with a bunch of New York actors, and one of the guys who I played his wife, I was his trophy wife because he was quite a bit older than me. His name was Tony Patelis, out of New York. And
Wayne, you could play a trophy husband. All right. Yes, it's check mark on the application.
But so he was actually really good friends with Patrick Swayze. So when I said, hey, I'm going to be working on this with him, he's like, oh, tell him you know me and, you know, whatever. But it never came up organically. And then obviously he passed away. He's like, oh, you should have. He would have taken you in his trailer. I'm like, well, you know what?
Wow.
Time has passed here.
Wow.
So, all right. So you, there's a producer that's doing that. Why did he pick? I don't say why did he pick you. I can see why he did. But why did he pick Green Bay? I mean, we've had our share of movies tried to be made here, and then we've also had some movies in Oshkosh. Everybody, you know, Johnny Depp is, that's like really put us on the map. But
well,
I know
he's actually local to this area, so he really tries to do a lot of films in this area. And we, you'd be surprised how much is filming in the Midwest. If people that aren't in the industry have no idea really what is happening,
isn't it partly for tax breaks?
Yeah,
and
I was
going
to say a little kudos to the state,
the government,
the government for giving a tax credit because. A lot of movies were starting to like go to like Mississippi or something.
There's a lot that films in Atlanta.
Right, Atlanta. Maybe it was Atlanta. And Michigan, too. They got pretty aggressive, too, for a while.
Michigan. There's still a lot filming in Michigan, but, you know, that's a trek for some of us here to get out there.
We had the one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my lifetime. Jeff Daniels, Escanaba in the Moonlight. Did you ever see that?
I never saw it.
Is that where they blow up that thing at the end?
It's about this guy that's never shot a buck. And it's funny for a while, then it gets weird with like aliens and stuff. It's like, Wayne, did you see that?
I'm uploading my beekeeper.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Do you know what? I'm just going to write a series and we're all going to be in it. So then, you know, we can have four chairs here.
That's John's goal.
Is it?
To be in a, that's why you're here, to get me a part.
Okay. I would love to have you in a part, you know.
Would you hire this guy?
That's my audition pick. I just uploaded that to your website.
Did you?
if somebody needs a beekeeper in the movie, Wayne can do it.
You know, honestly, you just never know because it's the most random sometimes things that they request for castings. You know, I once had to cast someone that spoke Mandarin. They also had to be model-esque looking and had to have spokesperson experience. That's a very slim.
Yeah. What was that other word you used?
Model-esque.
Model-esque.
People tell me I look model-esque all the time.
Yeah, people should tell you to go sit in the corner too. Go ahead. Thanks, Wayne. All right.
Ditto.
Wow.
The film festival.
Yes.
That's a great event here in Green Bay.
I love it.
I
hosted a thing at it one time. It was really fun.
And some of these students that put in films, and you know, their reviews are so-so, but I mean, you got to start somewhere. And I think,
love watching some of their films.
Me too.
I mean, some of the sound's horrible and some of the shootings.
Yeah.
But what they come up with is so great. Yep, I
totally agree.
Yes.
That's something we really, as we get closer to that, that's February, right? But we're going to really promote that on this show because I think and John hails a little bit more from the sports, but the arts are just something that's very rich in this community. I mean, music, visual, dance, and I just think that's great that you're here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and really leaning into the whole, you know, movie business, acting, talent agency. It's exciting. So what are your plans with your agency, with Bell?
So, well, I've kind of been a one-woman show for over 11 years, if you can believe it or not. I've been running the business by myself. Yeah. And just recently, I was like, okay, I think I need to bring somebody on because as I continue to grow, I was always kind of working around the clock, 24 hours. And I'm like, if I want to have a life now that my kids are older.
And if your kids want a mom, yeah.
Exactly. So my goal is to really just kind of expand into other areas, work on some bigger projects, because there are a lot of projects out there. But being just one person is hard to work on all those projects and bring all this talent on that want to come aboard. So
the money in soaps, like because it's kind of low budget, but it continues. I want to hear about
your thought.
I just want to hear about what you think about soap operas. Okay. I don't watch. Johnny watches
Jason.
Them, but...
No, I don't.
Okay.
Jason, why the ballad? What are we doing with the ballad? It's a Monday. We're trying to rock it.
Come on. A little high energy.
Jason, come on. Jason. Okay.
All right.
Sorry. You had a break, though.
All right. Fine. Back after this.
Do you know that song, Good
Energy? You're so sincere.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Hurricane-turned-tropical storm Hillary slamming Southern California, washing out roads, turning highways into rivers, uprooting trees, and leaving at least one person missing overnight. And as if that wasn't enough, a magnitude 5 earthquake hitting at the same time.
I was actually in the bathroom, and my phone went off right at the moment and started shaking. So I jumped up and all my roommates, we all ran out.
That's a resident in L.A., then feeling the quake shake his apartment. President Biden due to visit Maui, Hawaii later today and tour parts of the wildfire zone. Right now, 114 dead with 850 people still missing. And there are also deadly wildfires burning near Spokane, Washington.
There's my well.
At least 2 people killed. This is ABC News.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have 2 kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay, then. Bye.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Mino and the mayor here on a Monday morning, WGBW. Big Wayne says he has to leave in 8 minutes.
All right.
So, Wayne, anything insightful you'd like to add to the show today?
Yeah, since I saw this
get
coming,
closer.
I'm getting kicked out of the show. I just signed up for the Bell Agency, and I just got my approval application. So, yeah, I may not be seeing you next.
So, did you use the picture of you and the beekeeper?
Yeah. Fashion model.
Yes.
Everyone needs a beekeeper fashion model.
You any need for that?
Yeah, boy, that's
hey, you just never know. Also, you know, make sure you're showing your teeth in one of those photos because we do a lot of dental shoots as well. So we need nice teeth.
So we can take your yellow teeth and turn them white? That's awesome, Heather.
Or as we mentioned, a farm boy throwing the big bale of hay into the lot.
Hey, we always need some farm boys.
A girl in college always tell me, you're a 10 from the neck down.
Well, that's
a family show, guys. A family show. Right? Oh my gosh,
that's good.
My kids might be listening.
Well, look at look at the time. Thanks, Wayne.
I'm a six overall because you know.
Wow. What would you, 1 to 10, what would you say for Wayne? If like he was, you know, a candidate for modeling and he came in, what would you say?
I think he has a good look. I would sign him. I would be like, yeah, he could work in a lot of different avenues. We could, you know, you grow the scruff out a little bit for, okay. You know, right, like the little.
You could set up the chairs. He could set up the lights. Yeah. He'd be great.
He's posing over there with the phone type
yeah.
thing.
You could take some calls for me. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Well, back to that role.
You don't need to wear a shirt.
Hey, you know, I am looking for an assistant. Here we go. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to start working right out of here.
Wow. You're happy now, Wayne. You not feel so bad.
One of these days, someone's going to actually pay me, you know, but then I probably wouldn't be let in the house.
No, we're not going to pay. No, not a chance. No,
that's fancy.
No, that's, yeah.
Heather,
that's
Heather, I want to talk. Heather, I don't know what kind of time we have because we have, we may have somebody come in to recap the game that Johnny and I went to on the New England game, but, you know, you're in an industry that I think deep down everybody would like to kind of be in a little bit, right? Modeling, yeah. Acting, I don't know, just really expressing your creativity
to
the
masses.
It's a
fun industry.
It's a great industry. That's, yeah. I guess, and it. How did you get into it? If somebody's listening, some high school, college kid, we talked about the film festival, which I think is a great opportunity for kids, and we're going to really lean into and push that a little bit more when that comes closer. But how did you get into this? And
well, so I've kind of been doing this my entire life, but when I turned 18, growing up in Luxembourg and no internet back then, my parents were like, okay, now it's time for you to go to college and get a real job. So that's kind of what I did because I was like, I didn't have any connections to the industry at the time. So I went on for business administration. And I actually started working for Gannett.
Oh.
And I worked for them for like 8.5 years in advertising and marketing. And outside sales. And that's kind of how I got back in the industry. One of our photographers, we were riding down the elevator together and he was putting together a magazine and he started talking about how he needed a cover model. And I'm like, I will be that cover model for you. And we started working together. So I started doing a lot of work there. And then I was talking to one of my clients. I worked with a lot of home builders, mortgage companies and real estate agencies. And one of the owners there said, you should really just sign with a model talent agency. And I thought, what, you know, what are you talking about? I was in my 20s at the time. And I ended up signing with them and started doing work with them a lot. But I was also finding my own work out in Chicago and those areas as well. This is when Craigslist wasn't as creepy and scary. And you could still find stuff. And then I started doing a lot of work on my own outside my agency. And I started talking to a friend that like, I feel like my agency is not booking me like I should because I know that I have what it takes. And here's what I would do differently. And I would offer them support and I would offer classes, which we do. And my friend's like, you should just start your own.
There you go.
And I did. And I just quit my job with no really huge game plan. I didn't think it out a lot. I built my wings on the way down. And here I am over 11 years later.
Awesome.
Doing it.
So in this movie that you just shot, that's going to be premiered this weekend at the Tarleton.
Yeah.
Is it going to be continuation? Is there going to be more to it? Or was this the end? Because I thought I saw one of your posts where we'd be looking for more actors and actresses, right?
Yep. So there's going to be another movie. So I won't talk a lot about that because that's kind of just production. But there is going to be another movie tied into that one as well.
The word you're struggling for, John, is sequel.
Yes, it is.
Sequels and prequels.
What embarrassed me in front of company, Jim.
Anyway, that could come out of this, the sequel. What I was surprised, and I lived out in Southern California, I was surprised when you go to the, the taping of like, that was back in the day, right? The Golden Girls. And
Did
you ever go to one of those?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them.
I'd love to do that.
Yes.
But what I want to say, and then I went to, the Tonight Show. I went to some game shows. I was surprised how, what's the word I'm looking for? How cheap it is. I mean, you think these Hollywood studios, but you could do that from Green Bay. I mean, you could have... you come up with a good game show or a good...
I've always wanted to be a game show host.
You'd be a good one.
I'm not kidding. Oh my gosh.
You would be
a good host.
So fun.
I would love that.
Okay, let's do it together. Let's just be co-hosts.
Okay.
It'd be so fun.
We got to come up with the show. Like the dating game was fun. What's my line?
I love whose line is it anyway. I'm good. I could win that game. Okay. What?
Wheel of Fortune.
Whose line is it anyway?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, my younger daughter and I will just kind of play that game at home and then make up songs on our own and harmonize. I'm like, we could be on the show.
Right.
We could do that right out of Green Bay. Yeah.
I'm terrible at Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm terrible at that.
My kids said, you should be on that. Wow. But I feel like I would get that nerves, and then I'd be like, ooh.
No, I don't think you would.
No, that, yeah.
Nah, I don't see that.
But what I'm saying is, it doesn't, they don't have anything that we don't have. Absolutely. I guess that's what I'm saying. You build a set, and that's all it is. And those are pretty small rooms, some of those. And
yeah.
You go in there. Anyway, that would be cool to really launch something and keep it here, get the tax credits, and keep the talent.
Do you know what? I just thought of a wonderful production agency. I'm going to give a shout out to Creative Edge Productions right here in Ashwaubenon on Packerland. They are so heavily involved in like the advancement of filming and what they actually do, which is so cool. And I was involved in one of their projects with one of their clients. I played a doctor and we filmed just right in this one room, but they had it all set up where it looked like we were in an office building. It looked like we were at the hospital. It was so cool. And they're so advanced where they can just shoot that in a room like this, where it looks like we're at their hospital. So no one would know that we're not there.
Right. Okay, you asked what roles I've played. I played the doctor in Helen Keller at Arizona State. I played the doctor. Yes.
Well, that's
she'll live. That was my first line.
She will live.
She'll live. Yes. That was the first line of the entire thing. I had the first line. And I had to do a southern accent. She'll live.
Did you have to practice that for a while?
Yes.
Okay.
I had in the film with what we just talked about, Julia Roberts' brother, a speaking line. And the guy was on, my daughter was, got released. They found my daughter, and I'm a prisoner. I'm in prison, wearing the like the shirt you're wearing now, Johnny, the blue. And,
your prison shirt.
Your prison shirt.
Prison shirt.
No, that's what I was wearing. I'm on the phone, and the
you
guy,
don't seem like a prisoner. Like, I know. If somebody came to you,
that was not
Heather,
the role I wanted.
If somebody came to you and said, "Hey, listen, Heather, with your agency, we need somebody to play the part of a prisoner." And it's like, who would it be, me or Jim? Right? Who would you hire?
I mean, you've got the prison shirt.
I got the shirt.
You knew I was coming. You're like, prison shirt.
Absolutely. You know, we have a guy. Wait a minute. Hey, Todd, get on the mic real quick. We're going to talk about this. Tell us about our guy with the company that was the producer and director, I believe, of Godfather of Green Bay.
Oh, my God, is this Final Jeopardy?
Yes.
For $500. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is double Jeopardy, actually.
The guy that works for you, Todd, who produced Godfather of Green Bay.
But you
know who I mean.
Yeah, but...
Yes, but he produced that whole thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's cool.
I think he's our news guy. Yeah. Okay. Pete Schwalba.
Yes.
That's
I'm
sorry, yeah.
Yes.
Pete, yeah. I know Pete.
He works for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Notice how we say he works for us. We actually work for him.
Hey, Todd, thanks. You really added a lot to the show.
Yeah, thanks.
Give Jason the mic back.
Yeah. We need to go to a break. But I just think there's... I wish we would have capitalized on the entertainment industry nationally more. I mean, right here, it's here, but you know, we can build sets. But Johnny, the reason I want to do the game show is...
I do, too. No, I'm serious about this.
I don't want to go and film.
Heather, are you in?
I am in. Okay. You know, I always really wanted to do a talk show host, so this is all the same vein.
Like Phil Donahue, you don't remember him, but...
Oh, I remember him.
Okay, so... But
set also, Maury Povich, all those.
Right, but the set is cheap, whereas if we go and film outside and do a movie, you got all these guys, and you got to move, and the weather, but... We get a really nice studio, and it looks really nice. It's just a facade, and we come up with a game show or something, and it gets legs.
Yeah,
that could, and then I'll sell the advertising. We'll be in
business. Do it.
Okay,
let's do it. Have you guys watched The Righteous Gemstones? It's on Max, which is HBO Max, but it's now
not.
Okay,
I've been watching Showtime on that though. Have you seen that?
No,
both LA Lakers back in the '80s.
But I was
great.
We were talking about the talk shows, and anybody that has seen Righteous Gemstones will understand this. You guys won't now, but they have Baby Billy, and he wants his own talk show, Baby Bible Bonker. I don't even know what it was, but you guys don't get it, so it's not funny, so let's forget it.
Yeah,
you're like looking at me like, we don't understand it.
Back on.
Yeah, there's going to be a commercial break, guys.
Wow, yeah, we've got, okay, so we're 0-2.
Yes, we are 0-2. Yes, yes.
So you told me you had your southern accent. Mm. Can you do any accents?
No. Just no. I'm a Green Bay guy. No, I'm, I don't.
I mean, acting wise, you're just gonna. Okay, I'm always going into Irish.
I can do some.
For the record, we are now 0-3.
I know we are.
Well, that's because you didn't. You gotta just try. You just have
to try. Can I do my Al Pacino for you?
Yeah. Let's
okay. This is
let's
not bad.
Okay.
Don't tell them it's good because they're also gonna hear the rest of the show.
Why did you say that? Because now it. Wow.
Should I just start? Well, let's all talk in accents. Okay. You have to come up with
okay.
one.
Okay, I'll be first. Okay. If I was half the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place. Hoo-ah!
That is good.
I mean, there you go.
Right?
It's good.
No, yours.
John, what? I'm not doing this.
You I wasn't John, asking you. Okay, I was asking
I thought,
her.
I thought you were gesturing over
there. No, you're out. Thank
you. No, I think I just end up going in Irish accents or other type of accent. You just kind of flow with the different accents. And
how do some people have that? You know what I mean? Where your mind just gets into that other person.
Right? I always thought like when I'd have to do phone work, anything with customer service, I'm like, I should just talk in accents. No one's going to know.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, right? They don't know.
That's true.
Exactly. They don't know where you're from. This could be my accent right here.
If you ever need somebody to do Youper, I can do that.
You know what? That's interesting because I think it was like a year ago where they were like, we need people that actually have, or they'll say like that Midwestern accent.
Man.
But if you do voice work a lot, you have to get out of that accent. You know, you can't do that.
But it's one of those things too with people that do accents like that. Like I worked with a guy, Nick Vetrano. He's on IXX now.
Okay.
He could do any accent at the drop of a hat. It was bizarre. It was weird how he could his mind could go into that thing. It was just incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Or people that kind of in the same venue as the impersonations.
Yes.
My cousin is hilarious and he can impersonate, presidents and that, but he impersonates like an uncle or an aunt and it is hilarious. And this guy's like, it's like Rich Little. I mean, he's spot on.
They just hear it and they can reproduce it.
Right.
That's bizarre. I know. I agree. It's cool.
That is funny stuff.
That is funny stuff.
Yep.
Hey, are there any other local actors in this movie that you're in? Room 108?
Yeah, I think the majority of the people are local. You know, a lot of the filmmakers here, when they're filming in the Midwest, try to keep it local because obviously you want those local tie-ins. Sometimes we'll bring in some bigger actors, obviously, as well. But, like we had brought in, which was so cool, last year during this kind of like award ceremony at the Tarleton, I got to interview Tony Shalhoub.
Oh,
like, how cool is that?
I thought you were going to get him on our show.
I will.
Yes.
I will.
Bring me back with Tony.
Oh, let's do man. A whole.
Yes.
I will.
Well, he's good friends. So well, he's a relative of the Sarugis, who we're all good friends with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a nice guy.
Awesome. How had you, growing up in Luxembourg, never been to the Union Hotel before?
Because that's out here. Now, mind you, in Luxembourg, I couldn't drive. I couldn't go anywhere unless I was with my parents. So, coming to Green Bay, this is so funny. Coming to Green Bay was like a big city for me. You know, we only had like...
Me coming from Negaunee up in the UP, it was like going to New York for us.
I was like, I can order pizza here. Yeah. This is so cool.
Yeah.
It was totally different world. We only had like 700 people back
for
then.
For us going to the McDonald's on Shano... I still love going there because it brings back memories of being there in the 60s.
Hey, that Room 108 is sold out, you said. I mean, are they going to do another showing? Do you know? I mean, I think that's great. It's sold out.
Yeah. Well, this is, I might be like their final one. They had kind of done some previous. So you guys should have had me on sooner.
I know.
Sooner because they did one like at a drive-in, which was really cool. So people could see it at a drive-in beforehand, kind of like, the pre-premiere for it.
Right.
So
we're going to talk our way into that.
I wanted to get you on a lot sooner and Jim was like, no, I got
that.
I
don't so want her untrue. On. I'm like, I know
I don't have enough pens. Yeah, okay.
It's my last one. She's not getting one. She's not getting one. Let's pick it apart. Milo and the Baron, Heather Marie joining us here to Monday morning. Back right after this.
Oh, honey, like you, the only man I ever wanted and I ever needed. Oh, honey, didn't I give you nearly everything I ever had to give? I tried to do it. Each time I tell
myself that I... Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. GOAT. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 65. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 76. Much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 90s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Monday morning, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and coming your way from Oshkosh, WISS. We're going to be spending some time in Oshkosh. Yes, we are. We have a good time. Heather Maria is joining us right now, local actress, runs her own agency, talent agency. If somebody wanted to get into, because let's be honest, if it's print advertising, you pretty much have to have that certain look. I mean, you just do.
Yeah. I mean, there's a variety of looks. It depends who we're shooting for. You know what you don't have to be is a certain height for print because you can't really tell.
Okay, we're so in. That's, Jim, we're in. We're in. We're good to go.
So that's what's good in print because, you know, you don't have to be 5'8 or, you know, you're not doing runway, that type of thing. But
isn't movies, there a lot of different, you know, I mean, like you and I are normal looking guys for the most part.
No.
Abnormal in some cases. But, you know, there's always different roles. That's why I'm always, I always get a kick out of it how somebody who's like, you know, you wouldn't consider physically attractive at all and whatever, that they have the courage to get into acting.
Right.
Because, you know what I mean? It's like, I appreciate those kind of people.
Heather, how about the guy that played Dead? Do you remember hearing about that? He just, he just, all he did was like take pictures of him like playing Dead, like laying
for
on
who?
The,
yeah, where
just,
was this?
No, he just, that's all he did was, this is, I thought you would say, oh yeah, I've heard that. It was quite popular. The guy... Do you guys hear that? The guy played Dead, and then he took all these pictures and sent them, and then somebody picked up his, he got an acting part, like playing Dead, just but playing he was dead. Like this great guy who looked great. Anyway, I
oh, yeah. So interesting.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah, really interesting.
I just want to see. What? John, I'm so going to find that out.
Yeah, no, okay, I'm, please do. Yeah, by the way, I got to mention this segment is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm telling you what, they are phenomenal. The beauty of the 250 series from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is that they have these exclusive hidden screens which can stay inside the window while you're not using it. How brilliant is that? You don't have to worry about bugs coming in and all those kind of things. Also within the 250 series line, Pella's outstanding patio doors. If you bundle and save, you get the 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens. Pay as low as $188 per month. That is a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends at the end of the month. See the showroom for details. Jim, I know you can do a personal testimony on this.
I love them.
Yep.
I mean, I really, we've got an older home, but whether it's old home or new home, you can save energy and you want your house to look good from the inside and from the outside. And we have all Pella windows
on all three floors.
Yes.
Four.
Wow. Not to brag, okay?
The city took care of him.
City
you
didn't
have
do
four
anything.
Stories in your house.
Just well, we have
four stories above ground.
No.
Okay, so living, including
it's
the
four
basement.
Floors of living area. So downstairs in the basement is where we have, you know, the big screen TV and the computers and of exercise course,
yeah,
room.
Right.
But, you know that's.
You ever,
down
you,
know, there.
You ever have you ever been in there?
Is that what okay. the game show is going to be?
Yes. No,
yes, here we go.
Yes.
Okay, just I since John embarrassed me and
how did
I didn't pick up.
You?
Just we're Which talking part? About the dead guy. So I just want to say. This is on Google, but every day for nearly a year, Josh Nally posted TikToks of himself playing dead in the hopes of being cast in a television series movies. Then CSI Vegas reached out, signed him up. It happened.
I love it.
Wow. Okay.
So that's cool. But
do you remember the movie, The Big Chill?
No, I don't watch movies.
He's not a movie
Do you remember the movie The Big Chill?
Naked Gun was the last movie.
I was going to say, you know who played the dead guy? Because it was all based around they came back for their college buddy's funeral.
Okay.
And you know who played the dead guy and it was his first role in the movies?
Well, wasn't that guy because you didn't remember.
Wasn't that guy? No. Kevin Costner.
Oh, Kevin Costner.
That was his first role was a dead guy.
Interesting.
Yes.
I did not know. This is a lot
Jim,
of
you have nothing
today.
To add about that. Just, I mean, you're the dead guy acting thing.
It's like, I wouldn't picture him as being dead
Here's
guy.
Here's what we know the guy. Game show is not going to be. It's not going to be movie trivia.
No,
he's not good at movie trivia.
No, he's not at all.
He's not.
Hey, no. Heather, I just wanted to pick up on something. You had said when we first talked about you can cry on demand. Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
on cue.
On cue, cry on cue. So I was watching this series on something, and Spielberg for E.T. Mm-hmm. That little kid came in, and he can cry
on cue as well. Yeah,
and he came in and cried about E.T. having to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And Spielberg hired him right on the spot. He goes, okay, kid, you got the part. Isn't that cool?
That is so cool.
And I don't know what he's doing now. But
and a lot of kids can cry. I mean, a lot of adults can cry in cue.
Yeah,
I don't want to say it's a gift. It's a learned, it's like a muscle.
Hey, you want to know a national commercial I auditioned for? And I don't think it was ever made. It was, remember one of the beer companies, it was based out of guys in New York where the guys just all go into a bar, different guys like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? How you doing? It was that whole thing. Remember that one? That was a big commercial. Yeah. They were going to do a Wisconsin version of the Wisconsin accent. It's like, hey, how you doing there? Hey? And that was my part was like, hey, how you doing?
And then, that would have been funny.
I know, but good. It never got made. And it was one of the agencies that like called me up when I was at the radio station. Said, hey, we want you to audition for this.
Oh, yeah. That you'd be
good. That would have been good.
Then they went with the whole what's up.
I was thinking what's the same up? Thing. when he started saying that, it's so exactly like,
what's
what
up?
Maybe that.
It was going to be a takeoff on that.
Right.
That and they was didn't funny. Do it. I
that,
know.
That was a good commercial,
yeah.
too. That
yeah. I didn't want to bust that out, so I'm glad you did.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me.
You actually did it pretty well. You did a good listen.
But you, like, yeah, with their tongue.
Yeah, you brought it up pretty good.
That was funny.
That was funny.
That was good.
Yeah.
So your plans. So you're going to stay in Green Bay? I hope.
Well, I've definitely built it
well,
up.
She's got to do the game show.
But yeah. I mean, exactly. Geez, exactly. I mean, hey, I have a passport. I will travel anywhere, you guys. So wherever you guys
okay,
need
I have
to go.
I have to bring one quick thing up. I know it's a vacation, but tell me again how expensive the drinks are in Las Vegas.
No, everything.
Yeah, I can't believe this.
Yeah, so they make it super cheap for you to go out there. So you're like, okay, yeah, I can't wait to go to Vegas. We went poolside, one drink,
$50.
$50.
Yeah. And you think you're going to rent your chair? Like, there are the cabanas that you want to get that? That's $200.
To sit in a chair.
Well, the chairs can be a little bit less. I don't think the chair might be $50 to reserve your chair, but I'm saying, you know, those like round, like
Everything has to be reserved and paid for. Even when you go, like, so they have like the nightclubs, everybody has to stand unless you're getting bottle service and paying for that as well, which was.
It's crazy that in this economy that those things are working. And we were both, you were saying we weren't there together, but we, in the last 6 months, we were both down at Fontainebleau. And that is crazy expensive.
That was, I mean, I chose Fontainebleau because I'm like, okay, we'll just stay here. We'll do beach time. But I was saying like breakfast every morning, you're paying a couple $100 for breakfast.
It is, John.
And that always, it used to be the type of thing where, well, Vegas, you know, you get free drinks and there's buffets that are real cheap. Those days are gone.
Oh, this Fontainebleau is actually in Miami. And
This is Miami. That's when I told you.
Yeah.
I think when I got back, I think Bill Cowher was there. I mean, it's a nice place. They treat you right. Mm-hmm. But
was that a
junket?
Did you go on a political junket?
No. I was down there. No, right. Just Don and I.
Just vacationing.
Well, we're running out of time. Heather, this has been really, really fun. And we want to get you back, but give it one more push. Well, it's sold out anyway. But at the Tarleton this weekend?
Yeah, but then give us a push for somebody has an interest in acting or modeling. Yeah, they can go to your agency.
Absolutely. Sign up online. We review the applications and who we want to sign, and we'll meet with you. You know, we offer acting classes. Just follow our Facebook page. We usually post on there as well.
And Wayne got accepted immediately. I don't think we will.
No.
Didn't sign up yet. That's why.
We want to thank Paula. Like I said, we're going to be in Two Rivers tomorrow. I'm going to give a talk there. And it's just great seeing you. Aaron Davison coming up this week. We got a lot of good guests, so we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Heather.
Thank you so much, guys.
Mind of the Mayor, back tomorrow morning. See ya.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libke Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920 Roofing today.
People you know, call 920 Roofing.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.